conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krauss & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krauss & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God would come down in the cool of the day, and him and Adam would just talk. And while God was talking, see, he says, my word is spirit. And his life. So what he's doing, he's putting his word in Adam. He's putting his word and his spirit in Adam. Adam is understanding the God kind. Adam is understanding how he is made. Adam is understanding that he's like God. And so God is talking to him. Every day God comes and speaks to him and puts something in him. Adam, I want you to know, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Adam, I want you to know that I've given you dominion in the earth. You are the head, not the tail, Adam. You have to understand something, because, see, Lucifer had already fallen, and in the atmosphere, out there was evil. Demons were lurking, looking for an entrance, plotting and scheming. So God would come to him every day and say, what I'm putting in you, Adam, is going to keep you. At some point in time, your helpmate will come forth. But she'll come from within you. She'll be part of you, bone of your bones, flesh of your flesh. So every day he would talk to him. And he was putting words in him. He was putting nature into Adam. Tell somebody, be careful what you listen to. Tell the person on the other side, tell them, be careful what you're listening to. Because words carry nature. They carry a nature. So that's what God was doing with the first man. Putting his word in him, speaking, or carriers of faith. He put so much word into Adam that Adam came to the point where he could name all the animals, not of his own accord, but as God would have him to. He was saying what God would have him to be, and he could read and determine their nature by the words he spoke to him, because the man had dominion. I don't care how big the animal was, it did what Adam said do. Because he understood he governed by words. And the Holy Spirit was there in that pristine environment. But outside of there and seeking to get in there was the enemy. Because that was once his habitation. If you notice in the creation in chapter 1, there's one place. All the places God says, and he saw that it was good. But there, I want you to read that. One spot he doesn't say that. When he finishes, it doesn't say, and the Lord saw that it was good. That was when that environment, that heavenly realm was cleared out, and those evil spirits could come. He didn't say it was good. Read it yourself. Okay? So we see where God was putting his nature in the man. Are y'all still here? God was putting his nature in the man. Chapter 3 of Genesis. We see now an enemy after the woman has been taken out of the man. And now they're twain. We see the enemy. You know, the enemy's major tool to destroy is to divide. To divide and then to conquer. So we see in Genesis 3 where now the serpent or the devil has had conversation with Eve. I'll show you this all in the school. But the conversation we see in Genesis 3 is not the first conversation. Amen. You know like I know. Even your enemy today, the adversary, does not speak to you once and think he got you. No, he's subtle. And he works to try to get you to a place of seducing you. You know, as a saint of God, as a child of God, as the first man and woman, he knew he couldn't confront them. They had dominion. They had heaven backing them. So he had to be crafty. And you know how he was crafty? He was crafty with words. Come on, words are carriers of our faith. Words can either promote you or words can destroy you. Words can bring life or words can bring death. Now, the devil, when he came, he said some things to Eve and made her say something that God didn't say. Got her to say something God didn't say. See, this is not the first conversation. He says, has God said that you cannot touch the tree? I'm just paraphrasing. Eat of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, lest you die. And she said, yeah. Then he said, ye shall not surely die. He said, you shall not surely die. But in the day that you eat thereof, you'll become as God, to know good and evil. This was his avenue in. Come on, somebody say, through words. You on them contracts you sign for new cars, new homes? You better read the small print. Amen. Stop being just so happy. You just sign everywhere. How many times? Sign. Well, you better take heed to things that are being said. So he gets her to say that God said, we cannot eat of it, nor shall we touch it. That was his way in. That was where the deception was. God didn't say that. See the importance of saying what God says and not saying other things that just your opinion and your thoughts and how you feel. Well, what does the word say? In spite of how I might feel, what does the word say? Come on, it's a discipline that we need to bring upon our life so that we can finish our destiny. We can finish our course. We can stay on track and not be diverted or deceived by the craft of the enemy. Amen. All right, so he deceived with that word. Get me real quickly Isaiah 14, and we'll look at Lucifer's fall. Isaiah 14, and I think we want to start about verse 12. It says here, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart. Now there's where it started. He said in his heart, in himself, he said, I will ascend into heaven. He was over the earth, but he said, I'm going to ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars of God were the other angels. He said, I'm going to exalt my throne, my authority, my position above the other ones. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's where God sits. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He was diverting worship from God to himself. And because that third of the angels worshiped him and followed him, he became very lifted up and began to challenge God's authority. But I want you to see the next verse. After he said all that stuff, God said something. See, it doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what they say about you or against you or all that stuff. It's what God says. Because he said all that stuff, but right away, God says this. Yet. You know what? Way back then when God said that, his doom was sealed. He said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. The word of God, that free spirit, sealed his doom right there. That's when everything was cast into chaos. He lost his position, his authority. He was cast in the darkness. Sin. Do you understand? It's not Satan then sin. It's sin, and Satan is bound by that. So we got a good picture there? It's kind of overview of creation, words that are spoken, how God spoke into Adam, but the devil came and spoke into Eve. Now here's a manifestation of the fallen nature or the nature of Satan. The nature of Satan will always accuse. In other words, it's always somebody else's fault. If it wasn't for my boss, yeah, you late all the time. Amen. Whoa, got kind of quiet there. Huh? If it wasn't for this one, if it wasn't for that one. See, when they fail, God came as he normally did to talk with Adam. But Adam wasn't to be found. He was out of place. And they were hiding. And he said, Adam, where are you? Not as though God didn't know. He knew. But he was giving Adam opportunity. See, when the nature of the enemy, the fallen nature, is governing a person's life, they accuse. When God went to them, Adam said, we were afraid. So we hid ourselves. We realized we were naked, so we were afraid and we hid ourselves. And God said, have you eaten of the tree? And Adam, the first thing he said, the woman. All you brothers, say this with me. The woman. Now I don't want to get you in trouble now. Listen, the first thing come out of mouth, the woman that you gave me. The woman you gave me. You gave her to me. I'm messed up now, but you gave her to me.
We are continuing in part 26 of Mega Grace, Fully Persuaded. You miss the process when you ask for things God has already blessed you with. You must be immovable and stand firm on the promises of God. As he is in heaven, so are we here on earth. God is not slack concerning his promises. When the promises are written on you, then everything is brought into manifestation. Stop trying to get what you already have. The potential for everything we will ever need is created from something that was already created.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.